Hey, ladies, welcome to a new episode of our podcast. So excited to be here talking to you today. And today we're going to talk about a topic that really excites me, and that is emotional triggers. So let's talk about how to stop emotional triggers from getting the best of you, especially after a breakup. And let me remind you that before I get started, that I have a gift for you in the description of this episode. If you click the link, it's going to take you to a training, a very special training that's going to help you go from pain to peace, especially if you are going through a breakup. So check it out. All right. Now, let's start off talking about what's an emotional trigger. So emotional triggers, sometimes you also call them as mental health triggers or psychological triggers. They could be things like memories or objects or, you know, people, like a song or a special sound that spark intense negative emotions within us. This change in emotions, it could be abrupt, and in most cases, it will feel more severe than what the trigger would logically call for. And most of the time, we have those after having been exposed to an experience in the past that have created this kind of trigger. So, for example, one thing that used to actually happen for me was I had so many emotional triggers, but like one of the strongest one that I used to have was smells. I have a very strong, you know, like smelling sense. So anytime I'm somewhere and something emotionally intense happens, the first thing that gets, registered in my nervous system is the smell. And if I am, so the experience goes, you know, time happens. And then if I'm somewhere else and I smell the same smell, whether it's a perfume or someone was cooking something or, like breeze or something like a similar or the same smell, instantly I feel pain. And at first, when it used to happen, it used to drive me crazy because I would be having, I'd be cruising along and having a great day. And then instantly this happens. And then the next thing I know is I'm not feeling good. And then I look around and I used to ask myself, what happened? Like, nobody did anything to me. I did not do anything to myself. So why am I feeling lousy? Why am I feeling this way? Of course, it took me time to realize that it was an emotional trigger, and the smell was the thing that actually triggered it. So even though it could be anything, it could be a song, it could be someone that you saw, whatever it is. And just like I said, most of the time, these comes from past experiences that have created a strong emotional response in our system, in our body. And this is why anytime you feel a strong emotion, whatever is going on around you in the environment gets registered in your body, in your nervous system. And there's a strong association that happens between that thing, that trigger, that sound, that smell, that color or that picture that you saw, and the emotion that you felt, right? And so the event goes by, and then the next thing, if you see that emotional trigger, you end up feeling the same thing or the same feel, the same fear, the same anger, the same whatever emotion that you felt when you first went through the experience. And and let's talk about the risk of having those emotional triggers and having them for a long time without allowing healing or without becoming aware that they even exist, is that the problem is that, number one, what I talked about a minute ago, is that they become like nuclear bombs that you are exposed to on a daily basis without you even knowing. So what when I said in the beginning of the episode, like in the past, I used to not realize that, and it drove me crazy because I'd be having a good time and out of nowhere something happens. And then I want you to think about this with me. The more emotional experiences that you go through in your life, especially if you've had a troubled childhood, that means that you have a lot of these ones, which means that the chances of you feeling pain every day becomes higher. And that means that the chances of you being in a beautiful, great state every day becomes lower. So this is the problem of having emotional triggers and allowing them to stay along, because you can say that they stamp us emotionally, and we start to move into our present and future with the same emotional baggage that we have been dragging with us from the past. And that means that you are less likely to see the present and the future the way it is, because what happens is that you see them through the lens of the past. I'll give you an example. If you have been in a relationship with someone toxic, with someone, abusive in the past, and then they used to tell you a certain word, for example, or you the or I use another example that applies to me. They used to wear a special perfume. And then you move into a new relationship with someone who is nice, okay? But accidentally, they wear the same perfume. Well, guess what? You are going to attach the same behavior of your ex to your new boyfriend or your new partner just because of this trigger. Just because of this trigger. Even though they do not demonstrate the same behavior, you will still attach it to them because the trigger gets you in the mental and emotional state that makes you believe that this person right in front of you is actually like your ex. And so you start to deal with your new boyfriend from a place of trauma, from a place of defendants, of fear. You become skeptic. And you start to withdraw from the person because you feel like, well, what if he does what my ex used to do to me, right? And then trust goes out of the window, and then you're troubled. You don't know why you're doing what you're doing. So it carries with it the risk of having every new relationship in our lives being troubled because there's so many nuclear bombs that are, scattered all the place around, and you have to be very, very careful, and you have to move forward, being cautious, because what if, there's always that what if he does that? What if he's not that good? What if he's not what he pretends to be? There is no trust, there is no confidence. And this also comes, and this is something that I see in our community and from my clients, is that it comes with a negative belief that you won't be able to move on to a new relationship because you believe that your ex has damaged you so badly. You believe that you have accumulated enough emotional triggers that you would that you are not stable or balanced enough to be in a healthy relationship. And of course, that's not true whatsoever. Now, let's move on to how can you stop these emotional triggers from getting the best of you? So I try to boil it all down to just a few things. So let's start with the first one. First one that you want to do whenever you realize that mental triggers or emotional triggers is something that you're struggling with. It's number one is acceptance. Because one thing that I realized I used to do in the past was avoiding. I tried to avoid those emotional triggers. So anytime I felt pain, I tried to, push it to the side and not acknowledge it because I did not want to look at it. I did not want to you know, acknowledge that this is how I was feeling, because I did not know how to handle it, you know. So avoidance is one thing that's going to definitely not help you on the long term, and it's going to actually give your emotional triggers more power over you, because the more you try to avoid something, guess what, you're pushing against it. And anytime you resist something, it persists. The more you push against it, the more power it has over you. So the more you push against your emotional triggers, the more they become present in your life, and then they will start to come up more and more. So acceptance is key here. And by acceptance, I mean allowing yourself to feel however it is that you're feeling. So going back to my example of having that, you know, the strong smell, or, you know, smelling this perfume, then the first thing that I want to do is to say, well, why am I feeling this sudden pain that has gotten over me? So I always ask myself, why am I feeling this way? And I sit, like, did somebody do something? And listen, at first, this is like, if you don't even know that what you are going through is what you're going through, right? And then once I allow myself to actually feel the feeling and to just sit with it, and instead of trying to get up and run away from it or do something else or go somewhere or drink something or, you know, consume something, I just accept it and I say, oh, okay, right now I'm feeling this pain. And then I sit with myself and I say, well, why am I feeling it? Then you start, once you ask yourself, why am I feeling this? Then you start to dig for the reason. Most of the time takes you back to the emotional trigger. Was it a song? Was it a smell? Was it something that someone said or did to you? So you become aware of what is the emotional trigger. And then number three, so number one, acceptance, number two, awareness. And then number three is realization, really realizing that mental trigger, it comes from a past hurt, a past wound that have not been tended to. And that's okay. That's okay. You know, having that past hurt does not mean that there's something wrong with you. This is a universal thing. All humans at one point, they have experienced this. So it having an emotional trigger does not mean that there's something wrong with you, because there is nothing wrong with you. You are just going through part of the emotional experience. And part of the emotional experience is having these kinds of emotions, you know, like, and being like a detective, you know, being able to investigate how you're feeling and why you're feeling this way, and then allowing yourself to navigate through the feeling until you guide yourself back to your North Star. And of course, your North Star is always love. Your North Star is always love, because love is who you are. Love is where you come from. Love is where we all are and where we all come from. So realizing that this comes from the past, it kind of puts down part of the weight, and also acknowledging that by having this emotional trigger, it means there's nothing wrong with you. You have just been through a tense emotional experience that carries with it so many emotional associations that included objects, things, you know, people, and that the more you're aware of it, the more you're able to navigate through it. And then number four becomes that. So once you become to the realization, you come to the realization that this is something that happens in the past and that there's nothing wrong with you, then the last thing that you want to do is to actually make a decision that you're not letting that trigger, you're not letting a memory from the past to set you up for pain and to create more hurt and more suffering in your life. And in that moment, you choose to come from a place of love rather than coming from a place of shrinking and fear. Making a decision that you're going to, from this day forward, you're going to move on from a place of love, from a place of acknowledgement, from a place of appreciation for this beauty that we have around us, and that you are no longer going to allow your past to create more hurt and pain for you. And let me tell you, I know what you might be thinking at this point. Like, you might be thinking, well, this is great, but it's not easy. I know. At first, it's not going to be easy. I'm telling you from the get, okay? At first, it's not going to be easy. And it's going to take some practice from you. But one thing that I know for sure is that, number one, practice is key. And then number two, meditation helps a lot. Because meditation calms your nervous system down. But not only that, it helps your body to actually release the negative energy, which includes the negative emotional associations that have been stored in different areas of your body, in different energy centers in your body. Yes? And so one thing that I do every day is I always make sure to start my day with a meditation. It doesn't have to be long. It could be as little as 5 to 10 minutes where you just sit down with, you know, relaxing music, and then you just allow your body to calm down. And allowing yourself to settle down in this present moment. Because when you are calm, and when you sit in silence, you develop a stronger ability to become aware of what's going on inside of you in association to what is going on around you. Because when we are just running, when we're constantly going from one thing to the other, from one thing to the other, without giving ourselves just one moment to reflect back and to say, oh, okay, well, to just, you know, get connected to you and to, you know, check in with how you are feeling, this is going to create more, you know, more stress in your life. And stress does not get you to a place of awareness. Because when we are stressed, we are operating from a place of fear, from a place of survival. But when you are calm, when you are centered, you have more chances of coming from a place of love and creation than any other time in your life. And so I really hope that you take whatever, like, my sharing with you in this episode, and you actually put it into practice, because I know that this is something that have made a huge change in my life. It helps you to move forward light, because you're not dragging the hurt of the past into your present and your future. And then the last thing that I would share with you is also, if you are going through a breakup right now, I hope that you click the link that you find in the description of this episode, because there is a video. I created a video training for you that includes the 3 steps that would take you from pain to peace, from pain to peace, that would help you to go from a place of pain to peace after a breakup. This is a video that has taken me years to get to these 3 steps that I'm sharing with you. So I really hope that you take advantage of it. Click the link. It's going to take you to the video. Enjoy it and make sure to share with someone who needs it. And I'll catch you up in our next episode. Bye for now.